off with this question of trying the Kal Vachomer of Rav Huna. And we saw the machlokes between Rav and Abaye in terms of whether or not to accept that Kal Vachomer. So we, when we look back to the Avdalim and Beis, we'll just take a very quick run through the pshat right now. We'll see that the Ritva's analysis of that was very agreeable. Dalam and Beis, for a moment, just for a moment. Dalam and Beis, Uva'ala. Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. Just so we get the pshat.
Yeah.
Okay, stop. Let's translate some of those words. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara here is trying to prove that Bia works for what?
Kedushin.
For Kedushin. And where is it adducing proof from?
From Yevama.
From the, well, first from the Pasuk.
Right.
What's the Pasuk? Uva'ala. Someone who has the full pasuk, Chaim, you want to read the whole pasuk over there for us? Second one down in your list?
Ki yikach.
Ki yikach.
Isha uva'ala v'haya imla tinsa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep going. You're doing great.
Ki matza va ervas davar v'fasav la sefer krisis v'nasan v'yadam.
Good. So as you said, that's a very important pasuk in the whole context of Gittin. The Gemara there says that man will marry a woman, Uvala, and then he decides that something about her doesn't find favor with him. He'll dismiss her, he'll send her away, he'll write for her a get, and he'll send her out of his house. So in context of Gittin, we have all those halachas of writing Sefer Krisos, V'nasam, B'yadav, V'shilcha, all those things. But for our purpose, the Gemara says, you see that the Torah uses the Lashon Uvala in the context of Ki Yikach, Ishisha Uvala, right? He'll take a woman for himself, and what will he do to take her? Uvala. He'll have relations with her. So says the Gemara, Malamid, Shenik Nes B'biya. You see from here that the Kicha can come about through the V'ila, through the Uvala. Yeah.
To me.
It says ki yikach, and then it says uvala.
Is the kiddush,
right.
The uvala is this.
Right. Apparently, that's not the way the Chazal understand the pasuk. It's specifically through, and that's he'll want to take. He'll want to take. You're right. Simple pshat would sound like it's almost two things. Ki yikach ishisha. That's one day, and then later uvala. So it goes together. Ki yikach ishisha uvala. If he'll desire to take a wife, uvala, and he'll do it through be'ila.
Right.
But yeah, Hashi's correct that if we didn't have a Torah Shebaal Peh, we would be in trouble in terms of understanding the pasuk. But you have that sometimes. You have that type of construct sometimes in the Torah where you sort of read the two ideas together as one. That's what's happening here. It's ki yikach ish isha uvala. In other words, vis-a-vis be'ila. So the Gemara says, that teaches me that a woman can be acquired with bia. To which the Gemara responds by saying what? Hello, Dinhu.
Right.
Avi Markowitz, what does that mean? Hello, Dinhu.
It's logical.
It's logical, right.
Hello, Dinhu. My Yvamasha ain't Niknit Bekesef. Niknit Bia. Zo Shaniknit Bekesef. And no Din Shaniknit Bia.
Good. Basically saying what? From Yavama. Arguing from Yavama. Yavama, which is acquired. Or...
Through Bia, not through Kesef.
Good.
What you can do with Kesef, you certainly can do.
Certainly, right? You have a case where there's a woman who's acquired with Bia, not Kesef. So certainly a woman who's acquired with Kesef should be acquired with Bia. That's the Gemara's argument. And then there's a problem with that. What's the problem?
Amar Bia, is that where we are?
Yeah.
Amar Bia, Tokhiyah, Shaniknit B'Kesef, and Niknit B'Bia.
Stop. What does that mean? This is similar to what we saw yesterday. Yeah. You have a step, and then you have an argument. So what's the argument?
The argument is that we have a case where you can acquire Amar Bia with Kesef, but not with Bia.
Good. So I'll show you that your argument is not correct. You're trying to show me that any time a Kesef works, certainly Bia works. No, that's not true. Where's the example? Amar Bia. Amar Bia is purchased or acquired with Kesef, but not with Bia. So now it seems that you can't learn from your Kal V'Chomer, and that's why you still need the Pasuk. You need Uva Ola. Now what does the Gemara say? Stop for 1 second. What does that mean? Mala Amar V'Yah She'in Kinyana L'Shum Ishus Tomer Bezusha Kinyana L'Shum Ishus.
What is an Amar V'Yah that isn't acquired with?
L'Shum is L'Shem, right? L'Shum is L'Shem for the sake of.
For the sake of
Ishus.
Right. Okay. So what is
good. So Talmud Uva Allah. Stop. Back to that now. So now we need the pasuk again. We need the pasuk to teach me that she's nicknames Bibia because Uva'ola. Right? Ki Yikach Ishisha Uva'ola. Okay.
We need the pasuk because the
only Kraha Asula. Right? What do I need the pasuk for? Right? What do you need the pasuk for? We'll just, we just derive it. Pircha. Right, so where are you proving from? Where are you proving from? Without the you remove the kasha from where? You remove the kasha from Amar Avriya. So where are you left proving from now? From Yavama. So he says, oh, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why you still need the pasuk. Because if I left you just with the pasuk, if I left you just with your argument, you'd have a problem from the argument itself. What would be the argument itself? Right? So the Gemara says, what do I mean? You're trying to bring it out from Yavama. You're trying to prove it to me from Yavama. But there's a problem within Yavama that might not allow you to learn it out. What's the problem? Second to last line. Mehecha kamaisis la miyavama. But there's a problem with Yavama. There's a problem with you trying to learn it out from Yavama. What's the problem you're going to run into? That Yavama has a uniqueness. Ma, go ahead. Stop. What does that mean? Mali Yavama, Shekain Zekuka Vamedes. Yavama has uniqueness. What's the uniqueness? It's Zekuka Vamedes. Good. The Yavama is bound to the Yavam. That's by operation of law. That's, from Shemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu set it up that way. That's not anyone's choice. The husband dies, she's Zekuka to that brother. Now again, obviously you always have those cases where there are multiple brothers who has the first right. That's not our issue. Just assume the standard case, simple case, is two brothers, one dies, she is Zekuka of a menace for the other brother. Finished. So what's the problem? Stop. Good. What does that mean? Tomer Bazu.
So, with this case, she's imbalanced.
There is no Zika over here. There is no Zika over here. So what will you say? You'll tell me, oh, what's the reason why Bia works over there? That's because she's a Kukav Amadnes. But what about over here? You'll Taina that, no. Since there's no Zika, Bia doesn't work. Talmud Lomar. That's why we need Uvala. We need Uvala. You're right. Your question about Amar V'Yah, that's out. But Yavama, you want to learn from Yavama? You could try to learn from Yavama, but you're going to run into a problem. What's the problem? Zekuka v'Amedes. Zekuka v'Amedes is uniqueness. So you'll tell me it's Dafka because of Zekuka v'Amedes. But if I have a regular case where it's not Zekuka v'Amedes, a standard case where a man wants to marry a woman, there's no Zika. And therefore, we would say that Bia doesn't work.
So we cannot use a logical formulation to say that...
That's right. You need a Pasuk. But in these last two lines, the last lines of the Gemara here, the Ritva explains the Gemara's thinking. The Ritva explains really what the steps of the Gemara. You want to ask me that?
What's the word Omedes used here?
She's standing, meaning she's in the wings. She's waiting in the wings. She's a Kukav Omedes. She's standing in that designation. She's in a designated, bound-up state.
So in the case of, but then in fact, she ain't Zekukav Omedes.
She's not Zekukav Omedes. Zekukav Omedes goes to the other. No, Zekuka v'Amedes goes together.
Right.
She is not Zekuka v'Amedes.
Oh,
she's not Omedes at all. She's not.
It's not Shane Zekuka v'Amedes.
No.
Shane Zekuka v'Amedes.
Right.
Okay.
Right. They go together. It's not that you're Zekuka, but not Omedes, but not Zekuka. It's Zekuka v'Amedes. Okay? You have the Lashon also in Gemara Sham, a similar Lashon. Kavsa, Zakakla. Kavsa, Ein Zakakla. Right? You're bound. You're bound to the candle. If it goes out, anyone familiar with that sugya? Whether you're required to relight the candle, not required to relight the candle? So that's the Lashon that the Gemara uses there. Zakakla. Ein Zakakla. Same Lashon.
Bound,
you are bound. Right? So we say you're not bound to the candle. We paskin that way. Not bound. But the Lashon is the same. Bound to it. So let's take a look at the Ritva. Okay? And hopefully, in seeing this Ritva, we'll have an understanding of this Gemara. We'll also be able to answer our machlokas between Rava and Abaye on Daf Hei. All right? Any brave soul want to read? Nice job, by the way. Good job. Anyone want to try the Ritva? Yoni, you want to give it a try? Okay. Okay, so again, those that are just tuning in, we're doing the Ritva on Daf Dal Amud Beis. In the Kovetz, it's page 2/10. Page 2/10. It's the lower right-hand side. Mali Yuvama Shekein Zukukuva Medes. Yeah, that first question, let's leave that for a second, okay? Yeah, start from Mikol Makom.
Afal Pi Shizukukuva Medes Mitzinu Shekone Bia Ba Vein Kesef Konava.
Good, so let's take it slow. So we're talking now about the Yuvama, right? We're talking about the Yuvama, and we're saying, even though she's a Kukuvel Medes, she still needs something. We don't say everything's finished, right? We don't say the husband dies and that's it, now the two of them live together. He has to have relations with her, okay?
So there, I guess,
Bia works.
Bia, not Kesef.
Good, Bia works and not Kesef.
In Cain, Havela Bia, it's stronger than Kesef.
Let's take it slow. So the Gemara now seems to be advocating for the fact that Bia is more Chomer from Kesef, right? Because what's this whole thing? This whole thing is a Kavachomer. Vidinhu, it means it's a Kavachomer. You're trying to build a Kavachomer. So which one is more Chomer? Kesef. Why? I'm sorry, Bia. Why? Because it works in a case where Kesef doesn't. The Rishon is just walking you through the steps now of the Gemara. Say the Gemara is now proposing that Kesef is not as Odif, is not as Chamor, as Bia, because I'll show you a case where Bia works, but Kesef does not. Is that one clear up to now? Good.
You could say,
Dahachi Kamrinan.
Daha Bia Kone, Bia Bama, Velo Kesef Lav.
Velo Kesef.
Lav Nishim Chumra, Bia Hu.
Right, but we could really say that the reason why what?
That Bia works
and not
Kesef
has nothing to do with
Bia being stronger.
Good, Ella.
Ella Mishum Dahasam Kivan Shihizakukova Madas Harehi Karusa. She's already like an Arusa.
Slow, good. So he's saying like this. Saying one way of looking at this is you're right, it's a Kavachomer. One is stronger than the other, and therefore we could argue if it works over here, then it definitely works over here. But the Ritva is saying, you know what? There's another way to look at this. It has nothing to do with which one is Chomer and Kal. It has to do with, what are we talking about? In the case of the Yavama, she is a Kukav Almedes. What Lashon does the Ritva ascribe to this woman who is a Kukav Almedes? Very important. Three words. Very important. What is it?
Arusa.
Hare hi ke Arusa.
She's like an Arusa.
Yeah, she is like an Arusa. What do you mean she's like an Arusa?
In that they already, it's like conditions already done.
It's exactly. It's like the first stage. You're right. The Ritva is not being mechadesh. That the only thing that's necessary is Bia, right? He's trying to. That's not his chiddush. That we know already. But mm-hmm. What he's saying is the reason why the only thing that's necessary is Bia is because Hareki Karusa. That's what he's adding so far. But now he speaks out further. Masha Enkain. She is like an Arusa. As soon as her husband dies. She's like Mekudeshes to this brother. The Torah set it up that way. So if the Torah set it up that way, what's left to be done? Nisuin. Bia, for Nisuin purposes. But why does Bia work then? Well, because she's already in Arusa. But money doesn't do what?
Doesn't do Nisuin.
Money doesn't effectuate Nisuin. All right, what's better?
His computer, like, shut down.
Okay. Okay, you can't, So on your face that something went wrong. Okay, go ahead. But bazoo, shehit chilas kinyan ve'erison. What's the zoo? The regular case, the money case, right?
The money
case, where it's, what is it? Again, very important lashon. Tchilas kinyan ve'erison. What's the purpose of the money? To begin the kinyan.
Minayin lanu de bia adifa.
Right. Now, if you're going to argue in the realm of kinyan, in the realm of normal kinyan, let's say forget about the yavama now. Regular case. What right do we have to say
that
bia is adif from kasef? No.
Adif.
Stronger, better. We have no right to say that. Again, he's saying like this. Bia effectuates nisuin. The reason why bia works for the yavama is because kiddushin has already been satisfied. But money doesn't create nisuin. I can't give a woman money for nisuin. That's not chuppah. So bezu shehit chilas kinyan ve'erusin, that's where money works. Right? That's where money works. Who says that in that case, bia should work over there? There's nothing to do with one another. They're not the same. They're different things.
Adarabba,
if you're going to argue that one has more strength than the other, which one are you going to argue?
Yeah.
Tchilas kinyan. Kinyan kasef. I'm sorry. Bezu shehit tchilas kinyan. Kama.
Kasef.
Adif tfei. If you're talking to me now about the initiation of the kinyan, the establishment of the kinyan, i.e. erison or kiddushin, and you can argue which one should be more adif. Which one would you say is more adif?
Kesef.
How do you know?
Because
that's all over the place.
Right.
Kesef is what always creates a kinyan, right? Kinyan kesef is something that you find we call a tarkul. That's a way of effectuating kinyan. So if you're going to tell me that Lu Yitzur, that you would say, both of these things work to create kinyanim, which one is stronger? I would say kesef, because kesef has value as a davar hakona throughout the halachic system. If you would try to argue that chuppah is a means of kinyan, in any event, but he's not saying that. Re'uya.
Lignos
l'chachila. So what I would say, yeah. Money could make the kinyan, of kiddushin, but not what? But bia can't do that. I would say bia can't do that. Why? Because what's bia? It's gemar maisa. What does that mean? It's gemar maisa. It's the finalization of what? Of whatever we're talking about, right? You're talking about Yavama, what does it do? It seals the deal. That's it. Now she's in the Suwa. Look to Bia as it manifests itself in the cases where there is Bia, says the Ritva, and I'll tell you that it's the end of a process. It's not a kinyan in and of itself. So now when you want to argue that it should work for a kinyan, I'll say, no, it doesn't work for a kinyan. If you're really going to argue in that context, he's speaking for the Gemara now. He's saying this is what the Gemara is saying. Right, if you're going to argue in terms of kinyanim, which one really makes more sense to say is adif? Kesef is adif, because kesef is a kona. Chuppah is not a kona. This is, you're reading it into the Ritva. So what, he's reading it into the Gemara. So what is chuppah? What is the bia?
It's the Gemara.
Gemar maisa. But keep going. Yeah.
Kesef.
Let's give me 1 second. Let's just finish the line, then we'll take the question. The kesef.
Kesef roi lignos lachatila velo lignar. In general, it can't be a gemar.
Yeah, kesef's not a gemar. You don't find kesef at the end. You don't give kesef to create nisuin. Only bia works over there. And therefore, you can't make this argument. What? What argument would you try to make? The argument that the gemara tries to propose over here. Ma le kesef. Ma kesef she'ino gomer. Liyavama kona. Right, it doesn't work for Yavama, but it works for Kinyan, it works for Kiddushin. You can't make that argument. Okay, the yellow for Huna Lakaman. Like Ravuna learned later on. La Ochuche de Chupa Kona Shehigomeres. He's not discounting Rav Huna. He's not discounting Rav Huna. He's saying similar to what Rav Huna argued over there. Now this is key. This is key because this is our Gemara. To, I think to prove to be mochiach to prove.
Proof.
Yeah, like tochiach, mm-hmm. yochiach, right? Hochacha, proof. So this is key. Listen to these word lines. He says it's similar to what Rav Huna argued over there. What did he argue over there? Meaning on our daf now. Chuppah is yeah slow. Chuppah is kona. Why did he advocate for the fact that chuppah should be kona? Because it's gomer after kasef, but kasef can't be gomer. Shaycha chuppah lios tchilas kinyan kikasef. What was his argument? The Ritz was explaining to you what Rav Huna argued.
That chuppah should be is a kinyan like kasef.
Well,
since it can finish
since chuppah, let's do it step by step. Since chuppah is gomer after kesef, but kesef can't be gomer.
So then it must be.
It's tfei shaycha chuppah lios tchilas kinyan kikasef. He's saying that what Rav Huna was really arguing was that chuppah should be able to serve as a davra kona just like kesef. Kevan shiyesh acharei ha-maisa. Since you're going to have to do something else after to complete it. You're going to have to do something else. Again, that could be back to Chaim's question, whether there's one step or two steps, according to...
What's that line play, though? Since something afterwards, therefore you should be able to be a first?
No, it's since it's something that comes after, which I see is the Gemar, right? So that I know that the thing that I could use something else before it as the Kona, as the Haskalah. You see from this ritual that he's assuming that Rav Huna means that it's not just going to, you're not going to just do it once. Mm-hmm. You're not just going to do chuppah once. You might have to do a second chuppah. But again, like I said, I'm trying to stay away from that issue for now. But he says you can't argue, that's not the same as arguing, from Bia. Because Bia has what? Ein acharei ha-klum. Bia is ein acharei ha-klum. What does that mean, Bia ein acharei ha-klum? Bia is a
gemar.
Bia is a gemar. Okay? So what is he saying now? You want to ask a question?
No,
you get to answer? It's been answered?
Yeah, I
don't
have to formulate.
Okay. And let's talk out the Ritva a little bit. Does anyone understand the Ritva? Let's talk it outside. Someone want to say it over outside? Chaim, you want to try?
No.
No? Okay, appreciate your honesty. You want to try it?
No, I could use someone's explanation.
Someone else? Okay, Hal? No one has to feel obligated. I'm just asking for volunteers. Anyone want to try? Okay.
Okay, so according to the Ritva about Bia...
The way it comes out is that according to this Ritva, the way the Ritva is understanding the Gemara, and the way the Ritva is understanding Rav Huna, and we said it's not just Rav Huna, it would be Rav Huna and Abaye who agrees with him, is that in making the Kal V'chomer, what you're really saying is that Chuppah is not like the Bia of the Yavama. Bia by Yavama is different. Bia by the Yavama is what? That's Gemar. So I can't argue from Bia of Yivama to other cases by to Kasef, you know, to regular case, because that's a uniqueness over here. Right? I can't make the Kal V'chomer. But by Rav Huna's case, yeah, I can make the Kal V'chomer because he's not talking about Yivama. He's talking about a case of Chuppah. And therefore, what's his lashon again? Therefore, Chuppah should be Kona, Shehi Gomer, Sachar Kasef, Ein Kasef Gomer. The Tvei Shaycha Chuppah, Lios Tchilas Kenin Kasef. It should very well be argued, according to Rav Huna, can very well be argued, that chuppah should be the tchilas kinyan, just like kasef. Why? Because sheyesh acharei ha-maisa. Meaning what? That he doesn't view chuppah as a gemar, necessarily. Unlike bia, shein acharei ha, the bia of the yavam. Again, we're not talking about the fact that chuppah could be bia. I'm not talking about that. Whatever chuppah is. For our purposes, let's just envision the canopy, just to keep it simple. Right? Whatever that is. He's saying, in order to make your Kal V'chomer, what must you be saying about the nature of chuppah?
That it's just a kinyan, not a gemara.
It's just a
second half of kinyan.
It's just a kinyan. Right. Maybe it's another type of kinyan. Maybe it's either you'll say, there's two ways to look at it. Either you'll say it's another kinyan, it's a second kinyan that you have to do, right? And therefore, I'm learning one kinyan from another Kal V'chomer. Or maybe I'll say that it's one long process of kinyan. But either way, they're both in the rubric of kinyan. One second, I'm just make sure everyone understands that basic point. But what are we saying once we say this? Once we say this, you have to say now that Rava doesn't accept this. Rava doesn't accept that chuppah can be learned from Kal v'chomer from Kiddushin as kinyan, because apparently he says what?
It's not kinyan.
It's not kinyan. It's not a kinyan. It's not another kinyan or part of an original kinyan. It's something totally different. Something totally different. What might it be?
In addition to the Gemara.
It might be right over here, what the Ritva is saying about the Bia for the Yavoma. It's the Gemara. It's the completion. How would you formulate the completion? What would you say about completion? What do you mean completion? What would you call it? How would you refer to it in halachic terminology? What is it? You're right, it's a cap-off. I mean, it sort of seals the deal. But why? Why does it seal the deal? What does it demonstrate? What's that?
Ownership.
Yeah, okay. Or some form of ownership. I don't want to use that term. It's a little bit...
Acquisition. Acquire.
Well, that's the Kenyan, I would say. More than that. What does it demonstrate?
Ishus.
The chuppah is the quintessential illustration of ishus. What is chuppah? What are the shittas of chuppah? Either it's going under the canopy, which demonstrates the house, which is a symbolic of the house. You bring the lady into your house. That's ishus. You actually have relations with her. You don't have any greater sign of ishus than that. That's the other shita. Another shita is that it's yichud. Right, Rambam says a yichud rei labia. Or maybe it's what we call the badekin. All these shitas are found in the Rishonim, but they're all acts of showing that the man is taking her into his home and he's living with her as his wife. That's that. Because we're choshish for all of them. That's exactly why. We're choshish for all of them. We include, we're choshish for all the shittas we show him.
I'm sorry, why isn't that...
Back on topic. If you must.
Okay. Yeah. The way the Ritva describes Yavama, right?
So right.
It's Ka'erusin.
Ka'erusa, right.
Ka'erusa.
Right.
And then, right? And then there's Nisuin afterwards. And Nisuin is defined as a Gemara.
Right. What's his Lashon? Gemara Maisa.
Right, so to me, that's him. characterizing.
Characterization. Characterization.
Yeah, the verb.
Okay.
The process of Erisin and Yisuin as a first and then a Gemar, because he's comparing it to the same process of Erisin and Yisuin. That being the case, I would think he would have to then also apply that same first part and then a Gemar, not two separate. To a normal case, if you're saying it's like Arusa, and then the B is acting as a Gemar, the same thing would have to be in the normal case.
You're saying why is the Ritva able to explain Rav Huna as them both being Kinyan?
As both being separate, if he's making an analogy.
Because initially he's talking primarily about Yavama,
right?
But that's the question. That's the question. Does Yavama serve as a model for all cases or not?
If he's saying Ka'arusa...
The way Ritva...
And then he's using Arusa and Yisuin, so...
No, he doesn't say Arusa and Yisuin. He says that's true. He says Arusa and Ubiya Shala Osa Nisuin. Bia Osa Nisuin.
Right.
Right, but that's because in this case, you have it that way. You don't have a Kenyan, per se. There is no Kenyan.
No, he's saying the second... He still says Arusa.
She is Nisua.
Right. And then what's that, the second half? He doesn't say it's a... He uses a Gemar.
Meaning, saying the B is a Gemar.
The transition from
the B is a Gemar.
The transition from Arusa to Nisuin is a Gemar. So right. that's the relationship between Arusa and Nisuin. Between Arusa and Nisuin.
In the context of Yavama.
In Yavama.
Right.
I would think that relationship should apply the same throughout. Arusa to Nisuin is a Gemar. Not two separate kinyan.
Yeah, and that's what the other shita holds. Clearly, you're saying how can the Ritva make a distinction between Rav Huna's analysis of the Gemara on Daf Hei and the way the Gemara is learning over here by Yavama? Is that what you're asking?
Right. He is differentiating.
He's clearly differentiating.
But he's saying it's different. He's saying by Yavama, but I'm saying
he's saying
the fact that he refers to it.
I hear what you're asking. I hear what you're asking. But everyone has to accept. Everyone has to accept that there are two things. There's something called an Arusa. Or Mikudashas, and there's something called the Nesuah. That's no one's arguing. That's a given.
Right.
So that having been said, the Ritva is saying like this: you're arguing over here from the case of Yavama, but you can't argue from the case of Yavama. Why? Because Yavama is unique. What happens with Yavama? There's only Bia. Why is there only Bia? Because you have the Zika. When you have the Zika, Harehi Ki Arusa. She's like an Arusa. What do we say normally about how Arusa becomes Arusa? We don't know yet. But the Bia over here is only the the capital. It's only the Gemara. It's only the end of the process, and it has nothing to do, right? It has nothing to. He distinguishes it clearly that it has nothing to do with kinyan. Much ain't kinyan because she'ino sen isuin, avabazushi tchilas kinyan ve'irisin. You know, saying that money is not for a Gemara Maisa. That's not for the Maisa Ishus, which demonstrates the completion of the process. It's something different. It's Haskalos Kinyan Ve'erson. That's what Kesef does. So he's saying in general, Nisuin is a Gemara. Nisuin is a Gemara. What is Erison in general? That's Haskalos, some form of Haskalos Kinyan. But over here, you don't have that. You don't, the Harehi Karusa, it's natural. She's already Mikudashas. How she became that way, that's by operation of Halacha. You don't have to do anything.
Right?
So, and he says, if you'll ask me, I'll have to argue that really in terms of Kinyan, money is a better Kona. Uma kasef she'ina gomer li'yivama Kona, biya she'gomer li'yivama emel din she'tikna, you can't make that argument. Lek lemefroch. Kesef is roiliknos, but not to be gomer. He's clearly saying that money is a kohen, that money is a maskil, money is something that starts off the irsin. It can't serve to do the other thing. Why? Because the other thing is totally different. The other thing is gemar. Money is not the gemar. It's only something else that's the gemar. But what he's saying is that Rav Huna could still make his argument.
Wait, how does Rav Huna still make his argument?
Because he's saying that Rav Huna looks at chuppah as a kohen.
Right, so there's my problem for him to say that.
I mean,
you get to decide, is Nisuin a Gemar or is Nisuin a Kona? I mean, I understand he says Nisuin is
always a Gemar, but depending on what... he doesn't think Chuppah can always have to be Nisuin, though. Isn't that the point? Like, Bia, in this case, is always going to be Nisuin. Because he's always making
that's right.
So it has to be a Kona.
It's the Gemar. It is the Gemar. It's nothing other than the Gemar.
Chuppah, it could be a Kona, because it could be for Kedushin. So it doesn't have to be a Kona.
One second, he's saying, therefore, it could also be used as Chuppah, which has to be a Kona, otherwise you can't make the Kavachomer.
Right. He has to say that Nisuin is a Kona. Rav Huna.
Rav Huna has to say, well, let's call it Chuppah. Rav Huna, what the Ritva is saying is that in order to make his Kavachomer, Rav Huna has to be saying that Chuppah is a Kona.
But what about Nisuin?
Yeah, Chuppah and Nisuin. I'm using them interchangeably.
So how is
Kavachomer? Well, that's what's bothering Richie.
I think he's
bothering
Richie. Consistent whether it's a Gemar or whether it's a Kona.
Okay, he's distinguishing between the two realms of Yavama and.
Right. I see. I used to what he's doing.
Okay. All right. Let's talk it out a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. I forgot how it all flowed.
That's fine.
But because she's a.
What he's saying is like this: that the problem that the Gemara has over here is not a problem that would affect Rav Huna. Right. It's not something that would affect Rav Huna. Why not? Because what are we trying to argue over here, which the Gemara is rejecting? You're trying to argue over here that Bia should work as a Kona. Trying to argue that Bia should work as a Kona. And I'm telling you that Bia is not really, we don't see Bia as a Kona. We see Bia as a Gemar. Right? That you can't argue. You can't learn that out only with Talmud Lomar. You need it from the Pasuk. You need a Va'ola to teach me that. Without a Va'ola, you would not know this. Logically, you can't deduce it. Okay? So what about the Gemara over here? What about Rav Huna? What's Rav Huna say? You can learn Chuppah from Nisuin to Erisin. Why is that not a problem? Rav Huna holds that the Chuppah is a Maisa Kinyan. Rav Huna holds it's a Maisa Kinyan. And therefore, what? And therefore you can learn the Kal V'chomer. If I hold that it's a Maisa Kinyan in Nisuin, that's what's happening. Chuppah is a Maisa Kinyan in the Suin. I can learn out from Maisa Kinyan of the Suin to Maisa Kinyan of Kiddushin.
Right, but don't you have to decide, not necessarily in terms of Chuppah is a Maisa Kinyan.
But Bia by Yavama is not a Maisa Kinyan. It's not a Maisa Kinyan, it's a Gemar. And therefore you can't learn from it to be of Kiddushin.
Right.
Yeah, so what's the problem?
My problem,
you're assuming that he's whatever he would say about Bia of Yavama, he would say by all Chuppah.
No, you don't have to say. By all Nisuin.
Right. But I think that's exactly what Rich was saying. He's saying the case of Yavama is a uniqueness. The problem.
You only need the Gemar.
That's right.
But in a normal case, you need the first part and the Gemar. Why isn't it that you just need the second half of the Kenyan? It's not. It's that you need the Gemara for Nisun, because Nisun is a Gemara.
I'm not following what you're saying. According to Ritva, normal case, you wouldn't be able to. The Ritva, you're asking me if the Ritva is accepting Rav Huna or Rava? I mean, I'm not, I don't know.
No,
I don't know if which side he's exactly.
He's just saying Rav Huna still works.
That's right. Rav Huna could still make his argument even with this problem over here. This problem would not affect Rav Huna. Why? Because the Gemara over here is only arguing in the context of Bia. Only speaking about Bia.
Right, and that he's assuming that the
Bia by Yavama, really. It's not even arguing about Bia in general. It's arguing specifically about Bia by Yavama.
Right.
Bia by Yavama is not a Kenyan. Bia by Yavama, how do I know it's not a Kenyan? Because there is a Kenyan already. Where's the Kenyan? Shihari Ikarusa. So what is Bia over here? It's a Gemara. It has to be a Gemara.
Right.
So, but by regular case, Rav Huna could argue that Chuppah could be used for kedushin.
Right,
why?
When you need suin, what are you doing? If he's saying in this case the kedushin already happens, you only need the gemara.
Where in the regular case?
In a bia case.
Yavama case.
Yavama case. I'm sorry. Kedushin already happens, so you only need the gemara.
That's right.
Right. So in an.
So don't try to argue that I could use that for Arison, because it's not true.
Right, but what he's saying is that nisuin is a gemara. Chuppah is a gemara.
He's saying Bia. I don't know. You're right.
He's saying calling it Nisuin. That Nisuin is a Gemara. He's saying the first
Osa, part Bia Osa Nisuin.
Right. So and he's referring to it as a Gemara. So if I was using my weak logic, I would say that Nisuin is therefore a Gemara. He's calling it a Gemara, and therefore in by Chup also it's being used as a Gemara. Don't can't tell me in a
no. That's Dafka. What he says not like that.
I know he's not.
No, he's specifically arguing saying not like that. He's saying chuppah. I could argue that chuppah is not necessarily a gemara. I could say that it's a kinyan. Why? Because he says the tvei shaycha chuppah liyos tchilas kinyan kikasa kivan sheyesh acharei hamaisa. Unlike bia, which ain't acharei haklum. Chuppah is never because you could have chuppah after chuppah. That's Chaim Fourier's problem. How's it going to work out according to this? You're going to do chuppah once, you're going to have both, two stones, kill bird, one bird with two stones, or not? Are you going to do it twice?
And the second chuppah is what? You're going to say it's a...
It would be Nisuin.
Is it a Kenyan or a Gemara?
According to Rav Huna? According to Rav Huna, the way Ritva's learning, it's another type of Kenyan.
But I think Nisuin has to be either... The question is, what is Nisuin? That was our original question. Is Nisuin a Gemara or is Nisuin a Kenyan? And that would have to apply across the board. So if the Ritva is saying that in the case of
everyone
the
agrees that there is Nisuin. The question is,
yes.
What's the nature of Nisuin?
Right.
Good. So the Ritva is saying, according to Rav Huna, the nature of Nisuin, true Nisuin, is a Kenyan. It's a type of Kenyan.
And in the case of Yavama, it is a Gemar?
That's right.
It's not a true Nisuin.
But it's not
that's
Nisuin.
Right. It says,
but he's referring to it as Nisuin.
Osa Nisuin. Oh, you mean
that? That's where my problem lies. Is that he's comparing it to Nisuin, but rather he's saying it's not Nisuin because it's not
real Arusa either. Harehi Karusa, Ki Arusa. You're right. He says Osin
because it already happened. Meaning he already status on Arusa because it already happened. Meaning it's not he didn't do an action. But
I understand what's bothering you. I understand what's bothering you because he's using the lotion of Nisuin. He's using the lotion of Nisuin. So if you're gonna tell me by Yavama that Nisuin means Gemar, then say Nisuin means Gemar everywhere, right? All right. So that's why I think you're forced to say that's not what he's saying. That's a very strong question. Otherwise, right?
Yeah. Right.
He's clearly not saying that because he's saying that Rav Huna's argument could go forward because Rav Huna is comparing the two types of kinyanim. Rav Huna is understanding it as a kinyan. Listen, all the Ritva is doing is explaining why Rav Huna makes sense. So he's saying it makes sense because you could still learn that chuppah is a form of kinyan. Now you'll tell me, well, how could Rav Huna possibly learn that chuppah is a form of kinyan after reading this Gemara, the way the Ritva is learning it? And what is he saying that's a problem? He's saying that Bia by Yavama is a Gemara. She's Ke'arusa, and the Bia is Osa Nisuin. So you'll tell me, Osa Nisuin sounds like that's the Gemara. Right. Sorry, I'll try to answer that question. I mean, the easier answer is to say it doesn't really mean regular Nisuin, because it's not regular Nisuin because you don't have regular Arison. I understand that's not such a satisfying thing to say,
right.
But at the moment, you have to say something along those lines. can't be real Nisuin if it's only Harehi Kiarusa. Right? But it certainly seems like it's a form of... let's just look quickly. I see on the bottom here in the notes, he says, take a look at the Ritva on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Diva Maskel Amar Amemer. I'll be honest, I didn't get a chance to look at it. I don't even know what he says, but...
Yud Amud Aleph?
Let's just see quickly. Yeah, maybe he says something.
Where is it?
Amar Amemer in the Ritva. Oh man, it might be a monster. If it's a monster, we're gonna be in trouble. Yeah, it's long. It's really long. It's 3 pages long. Let me just see if quickly. Just scanning it, if I could.
I actually know it by heart.
You know by heart. Listen, the Ritva has to acknowledge whatever he says about Rav Huna. He has to acknowledge that there's a sheet of Abaye. Right? Abaye argues on Rav Huna. So Ritva is just saying
Rava.
I'm sorry, Rava. Apologies, Rava. Rava's arguing on Rav Huna. So whatever Ritva is going to say about Rav Huna, that means that Rava has a different opinion. You can't learn the Kal V'chomer, no, because it's not in Maisa Kinyan, it's Maisa Ishus. It's an active Ishus. Active Ishus, I can't make a Kal V'chomer, they're two totally separate things. I can make a Kal V'chomer if they're comparable. What's the comparison? Kinyan. So ask me, what does the Ritva say about, well, it depends. The Ritva according to Rav Huna, or the Ritva according to Rava? Yeah, the Ritva according to Rava would say, no, it's a Gemara, just like by Yavama. But what the Ritva is saying for Rav Huna is that no, there's a difference. Bia by Yivama is special, it's unique. That's a Gemara. Why? Because it's Harehi Karusa. But in another case, you're right, it would be a Kinyan. I think that's the answer. I think that's the answer, that the Ritva can still tolerate the Gemara over here and the Gemara over there because he's learning it according to the Ritva. That's the way the Ritva is learning. But that's the fundamental Machlokas. The Machlokas boils down to, is the normal case comparable to Yavama or not? That's really what it is. Is Chuppah comparable to Bia of Yavama? Said differently, is the Bia of Chuppah in normal case the same as Bia of a Yavama? What do I mean? If they're both Gemar, if they're both considered Gemar Maisa, then I can't learn this Kal V'chomer. I cannot learn this Kal V'chomer. That has to be the Shita of who? Shita of Rava. But if I say no, they're two different worlds. Yavama, for whatever reason, because it's unique, it's Harehi Karusa, and therefore when I come along as the Yavam, what am I doing? It's a Gemara Ma'isa. But in a normal case, my Chuppa, even if it's an active Bia, is another Ma'isa Kinyan. Right? That's why you could have a divide like that. Yeah, you found
just,
it? Just
to strengthen my question a little bit.
Yeah, strengthen your question.
The Ritva here on Cook Yud Aleph page.
Yeah, Yud Aleph.
Right?
Oh, that latter Ritva?
Explaining it, he says, Shahari Karusa Kvar. She already is an Arusa.
Pirish Bavir Rishon, the Lokavai.
The second.
But Bia Shnia, Pshita Milsa She'im Hi L'Shem Nisuin Osa. The also Mikal V'chom Yivama. Uma Yivama She'in Kesef Kona. Bia Gomeres ba Zusha Ketzav Kona ba Ein Dinsha Bia Gomer ba Vim Tomer Mali Yavama Shekain Zekuk of Amedes. If you'll ask me that very question that the Gemara raises on Daf Dalid, Hanami Zekuk of Amedes. Why?
Shari Arusa Kfar.
No, that's the Arusa. That's the real Arusa. This is not the Yavama that he's talking about.
That's not the Yavama?
No. If you'll ask me, Mali Yavama Shekain Zekuk of Amedes. If you'll ask me, they're not comparable because the Yavama is Zekuk of Amedes. So I'll answer you by saying, no, this woman is also like Zekuk of Amedes.
Because she,
the first part is referring to Yavama.
But the Zekuk of Amedes, the Hanami Zekuk of Amedes.
No, the Hanami is not the real Zekuk of Amedes. That's not the Yavama.
And then you see there's a difference because they're...
Yeah.
Actually,
but he's learning that they're comparable. Hare hi Arusa Kvar as opposed to the Zekuk of Amedes. Okay, all right, fellas, we'll stop here. I think this was hopefully a little bit of an inroad into learning that machlokas. And maybe tomorrow we'll move over to the Tosos. Tosos takes up a separate issue. This is more of a general approach, just understanding the Kal V'chomer and the machlokas. But then we'll pick up some of the details in the sugya. Okay? Okay.
Right, so even if you say that, then again, you'd have to say that it has. It has